You're with SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ ਸਮੇਂ ਸਮੇਂ 'ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਈ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਕਈ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਦਿਲ ਬਾਗ ਬਾਗ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅੱਜ ਸਿਡਨੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸੀ ਟਰੀਸਾ ਐਂਡਰਸਨ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਕਰਾਉਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋਵੋਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਾਂ ਬੋਲੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ। ਟਰੀਸਾ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਐਸ ਪੀ ਐਸ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ। ਇੰਨੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬੋਲਣੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ। ਪਹਿਲਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਤੇ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਿੱਖਣੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕੀਤੀ? ਵਾਟ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਯੂ?
Well, I went to India. I have two grown girls now and a husband, and I had yearnings to go to India. So I traveled in 2016, and while in India, I went to Goa and I had a small accident, hurt my foot, and a lovely young Sikh boy helped me get some medical attention. So after that, we chatted and kept in touch when I came home. He was studying for the Merchant Navy, so we kept in touch. And then when he went home, we would FaceTime and he introduced me to his family, and which was a really big thing for his parents and his sister. So after some many months of FaceTiming and messaging, and I helped him a little with his English as well. So the family invited me and my family to their daughter's marriage, and due to my daughter's study schedule, they couldn't go, so I decided to go alone. So I went to Amrinder's beautiful marriage, and the family insisted I stay with them, which I found is a very beautiful part of the culture.
So where did you go? Which part of India did you go to?
I went to Punjab.
Yeah. And yeah. Was it a village? Koi pind siga kitthe gaye si?
Village Ropa. So they are wheat farmers. And stayed with them for I was in India that period for 1 month. So I stayed for about 2 weeks at their home and then a few more days back there again before I returned to Sydney. So I was very spoiled, looked after like a queen. I couldn't believe it. Mum and dad don't speak English. The son speaks very good English, the daughter a little. So when the son wasn't home, we coped. You know, I'm a mum, I've got children, I cook, I clean, and although they wouldn't let me do any of that. So I got to attend their beautiful daughter's marriage functions and see the beautiful traditions.
So you sat through the sangeet, and did you dress up just like everybody else?
Yes. I had one of the cousin sisters made me a beautiful outfit for one of the functions before the marriage ceremony. And then Simran took me to a shop to purchase, which they bought for me, again, very spoiled, beautiful gown to wear to the marriage palace. I've adopted this family, basically. They're just the most beautiful family.
Looks like they've adopted you too, by the sounds of it. It's almost like a Bollywood film for me.
Well, it's just, we have, I suppose, an international language, when good people come together and we can acknowledge the hard work of each other. I mean, this family are a very hardworking family, a lot of respect in their community, and they've raised good children and part of a beautiful extended family. Before I went to the marriage, I attempted to learn some Punjabi, and a young Indian guy here who was studying was trying to teach me some Punjabi and some Hindi. And when I would meet up with him, I'm a bit of a chatterbox and spent more time talking about cultures. And so him and his fiancée have become good friends to my family, but I didn't learn very much.
I fear there's another adoption in the making. So you learned Hindi and Punjabi to attend the wedding, and you felt that wasn't enough.
Yes. So I returned again a year later when there was a new addition to the family. And but learning Punjabi when you're, you know, my age and I've never learned a language before is very difficult. But I picked up a few things. But one of the funny things, when I was learning the little bit of Hindi in the beginning, and I was FaceTiming with the family, and I was so excited because I bought a few items of clothing to take, and I was showing them this beautiful pink and black kurta. And, of course, I'm saying, I've bought new kurta to bring to wear to the functions. And the whole family were laughing, and I didn't know why until after Simran told me you were telling them that you bought dog.
Dog to wear. Well, let's test you first, Teresa. How much Punjabi?
Oh,
something very simple. So to say hello, when you greet someone, what do you say?
Oh, Sat Sri Akal Ji.
And then how are you?
Oh,
wow. And when somebody asks you, Tuhada ki haal hai?
Ah, main theek ha.
Vajiva. Tell me other phrases that you picked up along the way.
I'm putting some phrases together. Like I can say, Mera naam Teresa Anderson. I can say, Manu tori tori Punjabi ondi hai. The problem is finding correct resources is difficult. Many of the commercial books, they have incorrect wording, incorrect pronunciation, and some of them are conflicting. So I've bought a variety of language books, but, you know, there's so many errors in there. And I've been using an app the last few weeks. I thought I'd give that a go. And that seems to be more accurate, and having my friends, of course, in Punjab, I can check with certain words.
So your motivation is now that the parents are going to visit Australia, and you want to be able to speak in Punjabi.
So
when they first arrive, what do you plan to say to them?
By the time they come here in 2020, I would just like to have very simple everyday conversation that they can enjoy coming to my home as I enjoyed going to theirs. I don't have a son who speaks Punjabi as they had a son who spoke English. So that's going to be up to me. And I'm happy to do that because they're just such lovely people, and I'm sure they'll attempt to learn some English too.
Just listening to you, I think it's such an uplifting story that at the end of the day, we're just all human beings. And once we get along, I love the way you said there's an international language, perhaps the international language of love, which you're now transcending and trying to put Punjabi words to it. So this is a great motivation, I think, even for people living in Australia who come from Punjabi families and may not be speaking Punjabi, to see how dedicated you are to learn the language. Tell me, what has inspired you most about the culture and the language?
Oh, I think when you go to Punjab, it touches your heart, and I don't think it would ever leave. Punjab is so unique. I've been to a few other little parts of India, but Punjab has some very old traditions mixed with modern values. I guess my motivation is really to cement the friendships for our ongoing life together. I love these people, and the more we can communicate between us, the better. They've had their first grandchild. He's now just turned 1 year old. The son will marry in a year or two. I'm hoping that I will be in a position to go to that marriage also. I've just got this wonderful adopted family. And but Punjab is, I did learn some of the history when I was there. I learned some of the political challenges, the Sikh history. So once you, you know, stop for a moment and step back in time to see where people have come from to where they are now. I mean, Australia is such a young country, and we're so diverse and so multicultural, but so busy sometimes we don't stop for the moment and really embrace where these people have come from. What does their culture mean to them? What does their religion mean to them? You know, I was seeing the young guy on the TV the other night, you know, advocating for being able to ride without a helmet because of his turban. And some of the questions were really silly put to him, you know, because there was ignorance about the religion.
And, as in the turban is a hat Why can't you just take off your turban and wear a helmet? Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just get somebody to design a helmet that you can wear? You know, like, well, if that was possible, I think India would have done that already. Yeah. And
now, I'm just so delighted that you've taken a keen interest in not just the Punjabi culture, but the language as well, which is wonderful to see. And you are going to use it as a tool of communication with a family that you love so much. I can only wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
And keep going. I hope that in a year's time that I'm able to speak to you and you speak a lot more Punjabi.
Oh, please check in on me because I'm determined this time. You know, I'm setting my program up myself and I'll persevere. I have good motivation too because the worst thing that could happen is these people come and they feel, you know, disoriented and don't enjoy their holiday. It would be such a big thing for their life and their family for them to come all this way to Australia. I don't think they've been out of Punjab.
I have no doubt you'll be a fantastic host. And I also, something tells me that you might even add something to your name and make it Teresa Kaur.
Maybe.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Teresa. And I think just talking to you would be very inspirational to others listening to you today. So thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure. I love following SBS Punjabi. It's helps me feel connected. I get to see what's happening in my Punjabi Australian community and some from Punjab India, but it also helps me feel, you know, connected. It encourages me when I see our Punjabi people in Australia to say, you know, a better formal greeting to them and have a better intimate exchange. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying the SBS Punjabi.
You must be brightening up so many people's lives just by making that personal connection, Teresa. I can only thank you.
Thank you so much.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.